Hashem says, "Ki yadativ, I know leman asher yitzav es bonaves." What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is impressed about Avraham Avinu? The unique characteristic the pasuk tells us that Hashem is aware, he knows, or someone to translate the word yadativ, that I love him. Lashnav v'odam yoda eschave ishto. It means there's a connection, there's a band. Ki yadativ, I, over here in the English translation, it's a very interesting translation, for I have singled him out. Laman, asher yitzav es bonav yes besay achadav, that he will instruct his children, v'shamu they will guard derech Hashem, lasoyz to do tzedako mishpat, to do righteousness and judgment, laman, so that chavi Hashem al Avraham es asher diber lo. Okay, so the pasuk is pretty self-explanatory in the translation, and let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi tells us, here, Rashi tells us, ki yadativ, we have a lot of Rashis here, ki yadativ, a lot of Rashis here, ki yadativ, l'shon chiba. Rashi learns what yadativ means, love. Kimo modo li'isha, it means, a modo li'isha, she is beloved to her husband. The word isha has the mapike, li'isha means a husband, she is beloved to her husband. Haloi boyaz modatan boaz, he's our friend, he loves us. Vo'edacha b'shem Hashem, so I will make myself known to you by my name, which I will love you by revealing to you my name. V'omnam ikar l'shem kulam in el l'shem yidiyah. Even though over here Rashi is telling us the word yidativ in this context means to love, but the real translation of the word over here is to know. Shehamechavev es adam mikarvoy etzlo v'yodo umakiroy. That a person, if you like somebody, okay, if you like someone, what do? You bring him near to you. V'yoidoi umakiro, you get to know him. It's a very interesting idea. Rashi is usually thinking something that when you like something, you get to know it. If you like the Torah, you get to know what it says in the Torah. If you know someone, then you know everything about them. Mayor, he likes us. Because Mayor, he knows everything about us. He can tell you every single person if they got the booster shot, and he can tell you which one of the vaccines he got. He knows all the details. Why? Because Rashi says he likes us. When you like someone, you know all the information. You're listening, Mayor. So you can always tell if Mayor's listening. If I can say something personal about him.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. V'avim ikalosh kulam ena losh yidia. Shahamechavev es adam, person like someone else in the carvo, you etzel, you bring that person near to him. The yoido, you know about him, akir, you recognize him. The lama yidatif. Now the question is, why does Hashem know everything there is to know about Avraham? Lamana shayitzav, the next rash, lefisha hu mitzav es bonav alai lishmar derochai. This was the unique thing about Avraham, that he told his children to follow in his ways. It would seem that in the time of Avraham Avinu, parents did not tell their children what to do. It was a woke society. In a woke society, you don't give your children orders. Your children give you orders. You don't tell them what to do. Here, this is the unique thing about Klal Yisrael, is that parents, they give the orders. Parents tell their children what to do. And Hashem says, that's why I love him, because he tells his children what to do, and he tells them that they shall observe my mitzvahs. Lefishu mitzayis ba'bonav olai lishmor derochai my ways ve'im tifarsher kitargumo yodiani bo shigitzav esbonav. If you want to learn it simply, if you want to go learn, that means that I know that he's going to do this in leman leman noifel al haloshay. So Rashi was telling us over here is leman. Who is the subject of the word leman? It seems that Rashi is trying to explain the word leman. Leman means it appears that Rashi learns leman. The subject of the word leman is Avraham. Avraham is the one who is doing the instructions. He's instructing his children to guard Hashem's ways, and that is why Hashem loves him. If you want to learn the word leman, means it's just a statement of the fact. Hashem over here is making a revelation that I know this is going to happen in the future, and Hashem is the subject of the word leman, then you don't need the word altogether. All the parts of ki yadativ, I know, asher yitzav es bonav v'es beso. If you want to read the word yadativ to mean simply, I know that he will command his children, you do not need the word leman. The pasuk should say ki yidativ. Asher yitzave esbodav yesbeso. I'm aware that Avraham commands his children to be observant of my mitzvahs. If that's what it means, then we don't need the word leman. The fact that we have the word leman, it's a game changer. And that makes the word yidativ have an entirely different meaning. It does not mean to know. It means that I love him. And because I love him, I want to get to know him better. Why? Leman, because he, Avraham, is the one that goes to the extra effort to make sure that his followers will be observant of Hashem's mitzvahs. Okay, next, Yitzaveh, Lashon Hove, in the present tense, Kemo Kocha Yaseyov, Leman Havi, so that Hashem will bring, Kochu Mitzaveh Lebanav. This is what Avraham says to his children, Shimru Garder, Hashem Kadesh Yov Yashem Al Avraham, Al Beis Avraham, Lo Nemer El Avraham, Lomanu, Kol Hamamid Ben Tzadik Yilu in the Mace. So what does this mean? Okay, the part of the Slingos of here is that it says, one more time, Kachu Mitzaveh Lebanav, Shem Derech Hashem Kadesh Yov Yashem Al Avraham, guard Hashem's ways so that Hashem will bring upon me. It's a little bit strange. It sounds like Avraham is telling his children that I want you to be observant for my benefit. That's a little bit difficult to understand. It's not what it means, obviously, but the pasuk, by not mentioning the base Avraham, is indirectly teaching us that a person that tells his children to be observant of Hashem's mitzvahs, it's as if that person never died. He lives on. So that Avraham. Then Rashi says, "Al base Avraham lo nemar." Doesn't say in the past that Hashem will bring upon the family of Avraham. Ela al Avraham lomadnu. From this we learn, kol ha'ma'amid ben tzadik, a person that has a child at the tzadik, like the father, ki ilu in a maids, it's as if the father never died. Okay, now let's get a little more background to this pasuk. Take a look over here at the targum. Targum here. We have to bring up the Targum. Mefarshim, here we go, let's see. No. What happened to the Targum? Give me one moment, please. Here we go. Rabbi Eliezer taught me this yesterday. Okay, Targumim. We go over here to Targum Unculus. Unculus, here it is. Aregli Kodim. Now, we have to lose that over here in this program that we're using here online. It puts in bold some of the words. And when it puts some of the words in bold, it's telling us that it's not what it says in the pasuk. Arei gali kidomai. Okay, so Unculus adds here three words. Ki yidativ. Unculus over here is coming to give a very substantial translation of the word ki yidativ. Rashi learned what ki yidativ means, I love him. I love him. So Targum over here says, does not mean I love him. What it means is, it is revealed before me. Arei gili kodomai. Hashem over here is saying that I know the future. I know what's going to happen in the future, and it is revealed before me the following. Bedil, that Di yifaket, he will command. So leman means that. Asher yitzaveh, the future. Di yifaket, he will command. Yos bino, he my children. The yos enash beisei. And, wait, bino means his children. The yos enash beisei, the people of his house. That's extra. No, yeah, sorry. Esbonav means are his children. The esbeiso. The enash beisei. Basro he, after him. The yit run, they will guard orchon disaknon kodam Hashem, the way that Hashem is established. So notice over here, first of all, the fact that it says kodam Hashem is not a question, because we've learned that many, many times the Targum never translates Hashem directly. Whenever Hashem's name is mentioned, the Targum always says before Hashem. But here what is unique over here is that it takes the word derech, the way, and he adds the way disaknon. That is correct. The derech hayosher, the way that it's correct before Hashem, lemebad tzedakta, to do righteousness, v'dina and mishpat, v'dil, so that I say Hashem al Avraham, yost, that which the malel Elohi Hashem spoke about it. So we pay close attention to the Ukulis. Let's just appreciate what is Ukulis coming to be Mechadish in this pasuk that's not in the pasuk. Number one is when it says Ki Yedativ, it means it is revealed before me. Hashem knows the future. This is not like Rashi, who translates the word Ki Yedativ to mean that Avraham is precious to me. He is beloved. There's a fundamental difference between Targum and Rashi as to the simple translation of the word Ki Yedativ. Does it mean that Avraham is beloved, or is it revealed before me? And the next thing that is unique is that the Targum says that when it comes to the Derech, he translates the Orchon, the path, Disaknon, that has been established before Hashem. And we go back to Rashi, now we can appreciate Rashi, when it says Ki Yedativ, a long Rashi, not like the Targum, Lashon Chiba. Laman Asher Yitzaveh, this is the same as the Targum, it means, no, here we can appreciate this, Lefi Shehu Mitzaveh, okay, this is very important. Targum over here says Yitzaveh, Lashon Hoiveh, the present tense. Go back to the Targum. The Targum says that Yitzaveh means Bedil di yifaket, he will in the future command. And that makes sense, being that the Targum says that the word Ki Yedativ means that it's a prophecy of what's going to happen in the future. Hashem over here knows the future. Then when it says Yitzaveh, means the future. But according to Rashi, that says the word Ki Yedativ means that I love him. We're not discussing the future, we're discussing the present. So therefore Rashi was forced to say that when it says Asher Yitzaveh, it's Beloshoin Hoive in the present tense. And then when it says over here, the Derech, Shimru Derech Hashem, to guard Derech Hashem, Rashi is silent. So returning back to the Targum, the unique characteristics of the Targum are, Ki Yedativ means it's revealed before me the future, and that's going to force the Targum to say, Asher Yitzaveh means what he will do in the future. He will command his children and his family to guard the Derech Hayoshar, the way that has been established, the way that it's the sakna that has been established before Hashem. Okay, Rashi disagrees. Ki Yedativ means I love him because in the present he does these good things. Now let's take a very quick glimpse at the Ma'at Tzori on this pasuk to see how he enhances the parish of Ungulus, the pasuk Yud Tes. So it says over here in Pasuk Yutes, I'm just going to run through it with you very quickly. Okay, you don't have this, unfortunately. Maybe that's better, so we can go quickly. Galei Kodamai. So first he quotes Rashi. Okay, he goes to this whole thing over here. Okay, it's not relevant, this part. And then Defakeid. Anashbeso. Okay, here's the part that maybe is good for us. The Soknon Kodom Hashem. Nira Shakavana Shed Derochov Hayashos. Like I told you, the Derech Hayoshar. In the Ma'at Sari, he picks up on this extra word that Targum has added. And he basically, if we were to translate it from Aramaic into Hebrew, it would be that Avraham guards and instructs his children to guard the Derech Hayoshar of Hashem. Kloshna Kosov ki Yeshorim Darkei Hashem. And okay, and that's it. Okay, that's all he says. He basically says what we said over here. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk is Vayomer Hashem. Hashem now says to Avraham, I got a problem. My problem is Vayomer Hashem. Hashem says Zakas, the cry, Sidoim va'amayro ki Robo. It is very great. The chatosam, their sin, ki chovedo me'oid, it's very heavy. Ki chovedo, they have COVID in Sodom v'Amor. Ki chovedo me'oid. So we have two words. We have the word that it is rabo, it's great, and it is koved. Two descriptions of the sin of Sodom. Rashi on this pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham she'osaka she'omar shlo yichasen men. Over here, Rashi says something very bizarre. The Rashi is telling the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did what he said he's going to do. Hashem is not like a human being. A human being, they promise and they don't deliver. Human beings are like politicians. They promise you the world and they deliver nothing. When Hashem Ish gives a promise, Hashem fulfills his word. Hashem says, I'm not going to conceal from Avraham what I promised. I'm not going to hide from him. And I'm going to tell him that I'm about to destroy Sodom. And indeed, right here, Hashem says to Avraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom. El Avraham she'osek Hashem amar shlo yichasen menu. Now, here it says, there's ki rabo, ki rabo. What does that mean, ki rabo? Kol rabo shel mikra hatam lamata, the base. Every time you have the word rabo, ordinarily, the trop is on lamata. Lamata means on the last syllable. Ki rabo. Right? L'fi shahin miturgmun gidoyla. It's getting greater and greater. Avol Zed, this is the notable exception. This over here, Bal Kriya. Meir is going to stand this Shabbos at the Bima when he hears the Bal Kriya say the word. When Yanki says the word, he's going to listen very carefully. And if Yanki in Pozna he lanes, Ki Rabah, Meir is going to stop him. And he's going to read to him the Rashi on the spot. And he's going to say, you made a mistake. It's supposed to say Kol Rabba Shemikra Atam Lamata Beis. Even though throughout the Torah, whenever it's a word Rabba the Tam, the emphasis is Mila El. Mila El means it's on. No, what did I just say? I'm sorry, Mila Ra. Mila Ra means at the end. It's at the end of the word, the last syllable, which we call Rabba. Why? Because the word Rabba means great. Not only does it mean great, it means it gets greater and greater. But this is the notable exception here, the word over here. It's greater, it's getting even more. Aval zeh, this is an exception. Zeh tamu l'mal l'bereish. This is mela'el. L'fi shem tugum gadla kvar. It's in the past tense. It already has become great. In other words, ordinarily the word, when you have the word rabah with the emphasis on the end of the word, mela'ra, it means the present tense. When it's the emphasis is on the second to last syllable, which in this case is only two syllables, then it means the past tense. Like Vinei Rivka Ba'a. If you put the emphasis on the first syllable, then it's she already has arrived. If you read Rivka Ba'a, she is coming now. So here Hashem is saying that it's too late. The decree has been sealed. Their sin already in the past has reached its max. There it's also ba, it already set. Your Yavama has already returned. Okay, so if we have a grammar lesson in this Rashi, Vayam Hashem, the first Rashi tells us a Yisoid that Hashem, he is true to his word. You know, in Rashi, I'm telling you, every single Yisoid of Judaism is in Rashi Chumash. Rashi managed to sneak in to his parish on Chamishe Chumshe Torah every single principle of Emunah b'Hashem. And like just something like this, V'yom Hashem el Avraham she'osa ka'asher omar. Hashem did what he said he would do. She'lo yichasem imenu. So you'll say, what's the big deal? So it is a very big deal. Because in this world is alma d'shikra. Everything is a big, big, fat lie. And if you'll go probably talk to the ancients who lived in the time of Avraham and you study theology and all the different gods that they believed in, the pantheon, and look at all the gods, I have no doubt that they'll tell you, well, not every god keeps his word. Look, you look at the, you study the you study the gods of the ancients, they killed each other. They Greek mythology, so they were Bale Taiva, they were jealous and they killed each other and they stole from each other and they formed alliances to knock out this one and that. It was like politics. They're all a bunch of liars. Whoever says a god has to keep his word. A god is like a politician. You can promise all you want and if it's good for you, you'll keep your word. If it's not good for you, if you don't get the votes, so you won't keep your word, who cares? That's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, he does. And even though it may seem, oh, it's so simple, can't take anything for granted. Rashi, Hashem, 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 Aram, Shos, Kasha, Omar, Shaloi, Chas, Emenu. Rabbah, we learned there are two different ways to read the word. It's either Rabbah or it's Rabbah. Rabbah, when you put by default in the Jewish language, in Hebrew, by default, the emphasis is on the last syllable. This word has two syllables. Rabbah. Where do you put the emphasis? Is it Rabbah on the last syllable? That's the default. Or do you put it on the second to last syllable? In this case, there are only two syllables, so the second to last is what you would say the first syllable, and that would be rub. What is the difference? When it's at the second, the last syllable, it usually means the present tense, the hoive. When you put it on the second to last syllable, it is the past tense. Like we learned last week's parasha by the Bris Ben Habsarim, the shemesh is ba'a. Ba'a means the sun has already set. Rivka ba, she already has arrived. Yivim shava yivim teich. And where we always like to talk about, what is the classic example? How do you say the word lishana? How do you say this lishana ha ba'a birushalayim, or do you say lishana ha ba'a birushalayim? So what do you do at the seder? When you say Lashana, how do you say Lashana Haba Yerushalayim? Or do you say Lashana Haba Yerushalayim? What do you do? There's a very big difference. If you say Lashana Haba and you put the emphasis on the base, in essence what you're saying is Mashiach should come, we should be in Yerushalayim this year. The year that has already arrived. But if you say Lashana Haba'a, you put the emphasis on the Aleph, then you're saying, not this year, next year we should be in Yerushalayim. Okay, that is the Nafkamina. How do you go look in the Haggadah? Where do they put the Meseg? Where do they put the Meseg? A good Haggadah will have a Meseg. Any good Siddur will have a Meseg. They became very, very nasty in this generation, where they took out of the Sidurim, and some of them, especially by the Hasidim, the Nusach Sfarat Sidurim, they deleted every single Meseg. They just took it out. There's no Meseg. You can say the word however you want to say the word, which is a crime, total crime. You're letting people make mistakes. You're coming to promote ignorance. And unfortunately, many Sidurim today, they do not have a Meseg at all. The article Siddur, they do the standard procedure. If there is no Meseg, it means that the emphasis by default is the last syllable. And when there's a deviation and you're supposed to put the emphasis on the second to last syllable, that is when they put a Meseg to show that this is not the case. The only Siddur that I know that puts a Meseg on every single word is the Siddur Vilna. Who published the Siddur Vilna? The Nature Karta, believe it or not. Okay? People don't want to take that Siddur into their home. I don't blame them one bit. My mother, Allah Hashem, told me I should take it out of the house. I told her, look, this note puts out the Siddur. She just said, what do you take it out of the house? Take it out of the house. In Chaim Berlin, they had a whole bunch of these Siddurim, and they told Rosh Shiva. So he said, he was very disturbed. So he said, he didn't say take it out, but he said, don't buy any more. You can keep what you have, but don't buy any more. And when these Siddurim, they get worn out. No, they get worn out. Do they still have any left in the yeshiva? I don't think so. I think that was many years. I think they were all already worn out. They're all gone. I don't recall seeing any Siddur Vilna in the yeshiva anymore. But it's an amazing, I mean, I don't want to give them any credit, but it really is an amazing, amazing Siddur. They have in that Siddur things that are just beyond belief. And they also have a machzor, a Rosh Hashanah machzor, and a Yom Kippur machzor that are truly remarkable. It's a chaval. It's a chaval that they got involved in this mishgas with the PLO and then with the Palestinians. It's a real chaval that they did to themselves. Any event, so we literally hear some very good rules. Now, let's see now the Targum. The Targum says, V'amar Hashem, Hashem said, Hashem said, Kivelas. The word Kivelas means the scream. Stom Hamora, Are Sigias. It is great. Sigias. Now, which means, it's like the past tense. V'choyvos hoin, and their guilt, Are Sikifas, Lachadol, Lachadol means me'od, very, very much. So the time over here is pretty straightforward. Let's give a quick peek in the Ma'atzari and see if he gives us any insight into this. And he says, so over here, Pasuk Kivilas Tzaka Sigias. Okay, Lashon Chozek, no, not really. Okay, we could start making over here whatever, the Yukim over here, but I'm not gonna, we could start analyzing. It would only be Kedai to make all these the Yukim if you had the text in front of us. If you don't have it, so it's only the very big obvious things we'll go into. Let's now go to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Erdo No. Hashem says, I'm going to go down now. Erdo, let's go down No. Now here's a question. What does the word No mean? How do you translate the word No? There are two ways to translate the word No. Please, pretty please, or it means now. How would you translate the word no? So the English here, I will go down to see. Okay, this is a shocking thing. This English totally skipped the word no. Do you notice that? Totally ignored the word no. It's as if they took the word no and they deleted it. I will go down. They should have really said now. At least I will go down now. I will go down now. Or Erdona would then mean, please descend. In other words, he would be saying to the Malachim, Erdona, go down, please. I don't know if you can say please. I'm not so sure the word over here, please over here, makes sense in this context. We have to figure that out. Erdona, I will go down now, there, and I will see. Hakitza'akosa, the cry. Habo Eli. Okay, you see here the word bo, habo, that has already come to me. I will see what's going on. And here's the problem. What's the problem? This is like Matan Torah. By Matan Torah it says V'chol ha'am royim es hakolos. By Matan Torah it says that they saw the sound. So here, it's the same thing. Hashem, I'm going to see the sound. I'm going to see the sound waves. One second over here. The line is falling out. I'm going to go down to see the sound waves. Haboilai, if I see that it's true, also, if what they have done is really correct, then kola, I will decree it will be obliterated off the face of the earth. V'imloi, and if it's not true, v'imloi, if not, edoha, I will know what to do. We'll figure out what to do. In other words, we'll punish them in a different method. Now let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi over here says, erdona. Let's first see the Rashi. Rashi says, a lot of Rashis here. Okay. Oh wait, I'm in the wrong part. Erdona. Erdona. This teaches us that a dying should not discern a law until they actually see Hakol Kmo Shegadashi Beparshas Hapal Beforoshas Hapalogo. What is this? What's Parshas Hapalogo? I'm assuming this means in Parshas Egla Rufa. Is that what it means? The Parshas Hapalogo. Oh, no, Paolo, go. What is that? No, I'm sorry. That's the Dor HaFloga, I'm sorry. The Dor HaFloga. The Dor HaFloga, Hashem says, the Parashas Dor HaFloga, it says they're also the same thing. So we're going down to go see what's going on. Dor Acher, Erdo No, let's go down No now, L'soif Ma'asehem. Okay, let us go now to the L'soif Ma'asehem, to to I don't know what he means. I don't know that. I don't really know what he means. This. Let's analyze the full depth of what they've done. Let's see. Hakitzako social medina of the medina, the cry of the country. The country is crying out. Habo ilai, haboha ilai asut v'chein oimdim b'mirdom. Let us see if they are remain in their rebellion. Kola ani oisevam. If they continue, if they are still holding in their wickedness, I will destroy them. Vimlo yandu b'mirdom. If they're not in their wickedness, eidoa ma eselohe ese. I will figure out what to do to them. Lipora mehen, punish them. B'yisudin, with affliction. V'lo echalo esan. V'chayoyit seboi motzim v'akim acher v'yato horin edichom yolecha v'eido'o mo e'eseloch. This was by the eagle. Hashem told the people of the eagle, Hashem told Moshe, tell them to take off their crowns, their jewelry. They're wearing jewelry, two crowns, echad k'negen nase, v'echad k'negen nishma. And Hashem said, go tell Klal Yisrael, take off your crowns, and I'll figure out what to do with you. U'lefichu yesh hefzik nekudas psik bein osu l'kola. Why is there a psik? Why is there a line in between osu v'kola? Because you have to stop. I'm going to go down now. I'm going to see. Hakitsa hakitsa akosa haboi lai. If the cry, the pain that they've caused other people that's coming, that has already come to me, if they are continuing to do their evil deeds like before, like in the past, which has brought forth a pain, a cry, from humanity to Hashem, then kol, I'm going to destroy them. Also, if this is what they're continuing to do this, then kol, I'm going to destroy them. That's why there's a psik. If not, eido, I'll know what to do. So what is the cry? What exactly is the cry? Tzakas riva acha shahargu misa mishuna al shenosnu mazim la'onik ki mefarish b'chel gemsat chel. What was the maisa? The maisa was in Sodom, it was forbidden to feed people. Okay? There was a video today, I saw a video today. Which country was this? I think it was Russia. They showed this old lady, she came to the hospital. I think she needed treatment. She was very, very sick. And the guard said to her, can I please see your vaccine passport? Can I please see proof that you've been vaccinated? I think she was vaccinated, but she just didn't have it. She didn't have on her the passport, you know, so she couldn't find it. So he said, you're not going in. But if I don't get my treatment, it's life-threatening. So you're not going in. We don't care. You cannot come in unless, now, is that right? Okay, I don't know. There are people that will say it's correct. The people say that she's a roidif. If she doesn't have the vaccine, she'll kill everyone. And there are people that will say that maybe it's going a little bit too far. I don't know. None of my business. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. But the people in Sodom, what happened was a law. And the law was, you're not allowed to feed a poor man. It is categorically forbidden. Let the guy get a job. Do not feed him. If you're going to feed the poor person, the Evion, then he's going to be a burden on society. No one may feed him. So, and they'll just die. They'll die from starvation, and we'll just get rid of the body. We'll do sanitation. We'll take away the body. What happened? It was a poor man, and he kept on living. He kept on going like the Energizer Bunny. He kept on going. Every day you come back, and he's still there. He comes to shul every single day. You know, when he has, you know, yes, it's stalker. What's going on? How could he? So they made an investigation. They checked the cameras and they discovered that it was a girl, a little girl, had rachmonis on him, and every day threw him a potato. And that's why he's still alive. So what do? They took this girl, they snatched her, they took off her clothing, and they smeared her body with honey, and they brought her to the beehive, to the bees. And the bees attacked her and stung her to death. And when she died, she screamed out in pain. This cry of this young girl who gave food to a starving person and who was tortured to death in this Nisa Mishuna, her cry came before Hashem. That cry triggered Hashem's response. This cannot go on. Let me see, maybe the people there in society have a change of heart. Let me go down to this world and let me see if maybe they did teshuvah for such a terrible thing. And if they did, then I will figure out a solution how we can punish the people who did this to this little girl. And if I can't find it, but if the people are continuing with these horrible behavior, then I have no choice but to destroy. Okay, so therefore we have over here, Rashi gives us two translations of the tzakas of the Medina, or it means this little girl. Now let's see Unkelus. Unkelus says, Unkelus in this pasuk says, Erdana, I will go down. Now here we have over here a very, very strange translation. Iskeli cha'an ve'edoin. It is revealed now. No means now. Now the word Erda, he's translating is a revelation. Let's read the whole thing. Ve'edun, I will judge. I will judge. Hachi kivil toin da alas likodamai. If the cry that has come up before me, avadu, ebed imhon gimera, I'll destroy them. The im toy, then if they do teshuva, loy ispira, I will not punish them. So he's getting a lot of interpretation. And the hard part over here is iskelicha an ve'edun. Erdona ve'ere. So it seems now the word ve'ere means iskelicha an. He seems to be translating them in the past tense. It is already revealed before me the situation. And now Erdana means I will judge. I will now I will sit in judgment. Ve'edun. The word Erdana, which literally means to descend, in this context means I will judge. What will I judge? I will judge ve'ere, what I know to be fact. That really is what Rashi says. Rashi says, come out the same thing. Erdana, limd al the yadim shal yivsku din in the fashas el beriyah. Another interpretation is no erdana l'soif ma'aseh. Okay, so we're seeing over here, now we're getting much better appreciation of this Rashi. But I look at the Targum, the Talmud, and that is, according to the Targum, there are two different ways to learn erdana v'yereh. According to Rashi's first interpretation, according to the Unkelus, it's a done deal. There's nothing more to do. We're done. I'm now going to sit in judgment. I'm going to look at the evidence, and I'm going to judge. Error means I'm going to look and see the evidence. A dayan is not allowed to issue a verdict until he actually sees. That's a very important insight. It's not fair when people call the Rav the Shaila, and the Shaila affects other people, and the Rav paskins without delving into the information, without seeing exactly what's going on. It's a done deal. I'm going to see what happened, and I'm going to err. Dunam means I'm going to judge. Rashi's second interpretation is, no, Erdomi means I'm going to delve, it's not yet done. I'm going to delve deeper. Erdomi means we're going to, I don't know what's going on. We have to be yoyreit l'soif daita, which means maybe that's a good reason. Erdono l'soif ma'aseyem. Let's analyze where all of this is heading. Where is all of this leading? What is this leading to? It's a very different interpretation. And then the second difference over here, next thing over here is, the cry that comes before me, I will do with them gemera. What's gemera? I'm going to finish them off. And if not, the im tiyon, if they do teshuva. So he adds in the imlo, if they do teshuva, eda'ah, I'm going to do nothing. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns v'im lo, if they're not fully guilty, so I'm not going to destroy them, but I'm going to punish them something else. According to the Unkelus, it's not what it says. V'im lo means if they do teshuva, I'm going to forgive them entirely. I'm not going to punish them. Machlekes Rashi Unkelus. Okay, we're going to start over here. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. All the best, everyone.
Good night, Servus Leizabachi. I didn't see you this morning.
Now, Blaze, you here this morning?
Yeah, I was. I just have to turn off the video because it affected the voice.
The sound.
The sound.
What happened to the gliders? They left?
Maybe they got cut off. Could be either.